From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ross Terrell. Brian Treese announced he is running for Columbia mayor Wednesday afternoon. Treese currently serves as chair of the Downtown Columbia Leadership Council, which reviews infrastructure and city planning. Treese says as mayor, he would aim for transparency with residents, which he says is necessary to build a better Columbia.
In order to attract and retain residents and businesses to Columbia, we have to first strengthen and protect our neighborhoods. We have to improve our city's infrastructure and public safety services. And we do that by ensuring the transparent and responsible use of taxpayer dollars.
He previously worked on the Historic Preservation Committee and is an MU graduate. Treese is the second candidate to announce his campaign for the April 5th, 2016 election. Skip Walter announced his candidacy back in September. The District Columbia's downtown area is holding its annual Living Windows Festival this Friday. Living Windows are performances staged by participating businesses and front shop windows. The majority of the businesses participating in the event are located between 8th and 10th Street. Katie Essing, director for the Downtown Company Improvement Board, says they have already been in contact with stores participating in the festival and have created a detailed map with locations of all the participants.
There's about 30 stores that will have living windows, and then there is going to be a Santa located in Landmark Bank, and then some music performances at Commerce Bank as well.
The festival will start at 6 p.m. and go until 8 p.m. The Missouri Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission voted unanimously to approve new standards for police officers to require more training in areas of police tactics. The new standards mandate that all officers be trained in four categories: fair and impartial policing practices, tactical training, handling of persons with mental health issues, and officer well-being, including mental health awareness. Lane Roberts, the director of the Missouri Department of Public Safety, says the new standards are both proactive and reactive.
It's not exclusively about what has gone on in some of the major cities around the nation. It also has to do with just being responsible. And I think that the officers, the law enforcement leaders, the members of the public that joined into this process, we're looking at the overall welfare of both our citizens and our officers.
This is the first major change to law enforcement training in Missouri in almost 20 years. The University of Missouri has formed a new office to centralize reports and investigations of discrimination complaints. The university announced Wednesday that the new Office for Civil Rights in Title IX will reduce the number of offices involved in handling discrimination complaints. Ellen Erdley, Assistant Vice Provost and Title IX Administrator, will lead the office. The new office will handle complaints previously investigated by Human Resources, the Equity Office, and the Office of Student Conduct. Ross Terrell, KBIA News, Columbia.